It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Obama faces the likelihood of a much more Republican Congress after next week's election. The question is how many seats the Republicans will gain in the House and Senate and whether they'll capture one or more of the chambers. Early voting has already begun, so you're deciding now, and we'll have analysis in a moment from NPR's Cokie Roberts.
First, though, we're going to visit Indiana, a state that Barack Obama won in the last election. The state has been reliably Republican in presidential voting for the past four decades. But this year, President Obama's approval rating in the state is down to 40%. And with the election fast approaching, polls indicate that Indiana is ready to revert to form. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports from Elkhart, Indiana.
Elkhart County on the Indiana-Michigan border is one of those places you might pass through on the way to Chicago or Indianapolis. It has big stretches of farmland, but also manufacturing. In fact, it's known as the RV capital of the world for its concentration of recreational vehicle factories. It's also the kind of place where it's a very big deal if the President of the United States stops by.
It is good to be back in Elkhart.
That's from February of last year, just weeks into the Obama presidency. It was a town hall meeting on the economic stimulus package. Then, 6 months later, he was back again to announce millions in federal grants for the region to help develop electric vehicles. The big issue here is jobs. Elkhart County's unemployment rate topped 20% early last year. It's improved since then, but it's still 13.4%, the worst in the state. 62-year-old Kirk Newman works as a bartender and describes himself as an independent who did not vote for Mr. Obama. He says he's voting Republican against the Democratic incumbent in next week's tight congressional race here. Is this election about Obama?
Yeah, I believe it is. Him and his policies. His policies have to work. Well, they're not working anywhere. Where are they working?
On Elkhart's west side yesterday, 45-year-old Lonnie Allen was raking leaves in his front yard. He is unemployed, laid off from a good-paying factory job last year. He's a Democrat who says he still supports the president.
It felt good for him to come here and recognize what we're going through right now. We appreciate it, but now we just want the outcome. You know, we want change. We want something to happen about it. Don't just come down here and say, okay, yeah, you guys are struggling, then go back to every day, everything else is going on.
Allen does say he'll be sticking with the Democrats this year.
Little partner for you here.
One, two.
This is the annual Oktoberfest celebration downtown on Saturday night. Its organizers include 31-year-old Jay Weldy, who says he can see the economic stimulus package at work in Elkhart.
I'd say that, you know, there's been a lot of road work. We have bridges that are being resurrected. You have the facades of some of these buildings being redone.
Weldy is an independent who did vote for Mr. Obama in 08.
I really liked the platform of change. Sometimes you wonder what change is, but at the same token, you know, I think he needs a little bit more time. We still have two more years to go, and I'm going to be positive.
But, and here's the problem for Democrats, Weldy won't say how he's voting this year. He does say he likes the idea of more balance in Washington. Nearby, 42-year-old Antoine Haynes also describes himself as independent. When he talks, his words echo the president's.
I am hoping that most Americans understand that this is not an easy fix. It's going to take some time. It took some time to, you know, get into the hole, and it's going to take some time to really get out.
But just when he sounds like the kind of voter Democrats can count on this year, Haynes says,
I'm going to say this. I'm still undecided.
Press him, and Haynes seems to be leaning Democratic, but the fact that he can't say for sure is a troubling sign for the party, because he's in the company of a lot of independents this year. Don Gagne, NPR News, Elkhart, Indiana.